We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There's been some talk about term limits for county supervisors. I am opposed to that. When you get supervisors like Rex and Estelle, as well as the rest of them, you have a good team that works well together. Until someone wants to retire, keep the team together and let them stay together. If someone beats them in an election, so be it. This opioid situation is very touchy for patients who need them. I am one of those that take Tylenol number 4 with codeine to control my restless leg syndrome. Without them, I am miserable. Naturally, I am opposed to drug use by addicts, but there are still medical uses for them. There has also been some talk about doing away with daylight savings time. I am opposed to that as well. It gives us a chance to enjoy the evenings and also for sports enthusiasts for evening games. One of the presidential candidates wanted to do away with abortions. We have had 2 abortions in our family that I know of. One was a medical necessity. Without that, some major problems would have occurred. I am not for abortion as for birth control. I have said this before, but the blood bank is in need of O negative blood. I have given over 100 pints plus some plasma and found it a very satisfying experience. It only takes about 45 minutes and serves a very pressing need. I don't live in Arcata, but I heard a plea from the fire department for the passage of Measure R. The way they explained it is that they are very understaffed, and if I was a homeowner or a business person in Arcata, I would want my fire department to respond immediately. Check into it, and if you feel that it needs passage, vote for it. I have to say goodbye to 2 of my customers from the grocery business, Alice Van Zandt and Betty Hogger Morton, 2 very nice ladies that I really enjoyed waiting on. I'm going to repeat some comments that I have made in the past. One is about dialysis and the crew at Eureka Fresenius Dialysis Facility. They are such a good crew and very helpful in every way possible. Any needs that I have are taken care of immediately. I have a dialysis fistula in my arm that is difficult to access, but the techs are very patient and thorough to hook me up correctly. Thank you, dialysis crew. The second thing I want to repeat is about Dial-A-Ride. They are very prompt and the drivers are helpful to take care of my needs. If you have transportation needs, call Humboldt Transit Authority and see if they can help you. Speaking of Dial-A-Ride, the rides in the Eureka streets, especially 14th Street and Henderson Street and some others that have been patched to death, are very rough riding, especially in the buses. The drivers try to avoid the rough spots as much as they can, but it is impossible to miss them all. How about the city paving those rough streets? This has been Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.